Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Sneak Diss Podcast, back in the building.
Here in months.
All of us are back in the building. Yay!
Well, not all of us. We only got 2/3 of George today.
Dang!
George has been slimming down. I don't know whether to say congratulations or feel pray for you.
Double boing.
I heard trying to get right for the summer. Trying to get them swim trunks right.
Dude. Summer is year round in Phoenix. So. That's a
fact. Trying to get that California beach body. Greg, George, Ryan, what are we talking about, Ryan?
All right, well,
where are we going today?
It's been a big week. We got NBA free agency, talk about who's gone where, who is left, and where we expect them to go. Kanye West struck a huge deal with Adidas, and after that, we will get into our top 10 Air Maxes of all time.
You said runners only.
Oh, top 10 runner Air Maxes of all time. But as always, we'll start with our pickups. Now, we all know I have pickups.
We all got pickups.
Do any of you have pickups? We all got pickups.
Blazing.
We all do.
What you got? Not a normal occurrence.
It was earlier. Episode 1-7 was pretty. We were all copping on a regular basis. Uncaged Boost, obviously. Actually got.
Was that this week?
Oh, he's about to say you got more than one.
I actually did.
You did.
Look at him.
I got gray and reds.
Where'd you get it from? Because Finish Line got you last week.
Adidas.
Okay.
Use that coupon code for 75% off.
What else? Picked up some Diodoras on sale.
Oh, that's right. On that.
What's that model Asics grabbed from a Packer?
Cayano.
Cayanos. Grabbed the all red ones. Great price. I wouldn't pay retail for them, but. Got a great price on those, all reds. Picked up, obviously, a bunch of stuff, 4th of July sale, clothes, and all kind of stuff. So.
You had a Semple type week.
Not really. Kind of. I'm just sleep deprived.
For the fences.
Just been at home all day with the baby. That's all we've been doing right now. What you got, Semple?
This week
on Cops with Semple.
actually, a slow week shoes for me. I picked up the alternate Jordan 12s. For a friend, and I picked up a pair of the 97-98 Phoenix Suns Mitchell and Ness shorts and the 95-96 Grizzly shorts on eBay. And even though this week was slow, I will assure you all that my eBay watch list is holding flames. So stay tuned to find out if I cop.
Why are you talking like that? I'm like a robot. Everybody's eBay list has fire flames in it. We never buy them.
My eBay list has super fire flames.
Mine's had fire flames in it for about 8 years now, all right? I just pray to God and hope that they don't relist or that somebody actually buys them. What you got, George?
Is he done? Because I expected like 27 more items. Uncaged Ultra Boost. Red. Solar Red? Is that what it is? Solar
Yep.
Red? Solar Red. Royal Ultra Boost. Maybe the best one besides Chalks. Not even close. Flames.
Besides which one?
Besides the Chalks are still
better than Navy's.
Oh, Chalks.
Oh, not even close. Royals. Royals. I mean, I wore them today, so feel free to look at them if you want.
You wear them? Oh, this desk. Can't see shite.
Feel free to look at them.
They look like. They
oh, look at them. He wears them now.
They
look
don't
at
suck
his face.
They suck.
Oh, man. You,
they don't suck
Let me
they
see.
Suck.
Put your butt suck. Up. Let me see. Oh, yeah, they fire.
I'm going to say Navy's are better than those.
I don't know, man.
There's no competition. Those are next level.
No, you're right.
But
what
these
else you got?
Are here. What fire. Did I say? Uncaged red, blue, royal blue. I got uncaged blacks in a color I was hoping to resell, but the price is fell further than the stock market in 1929.
We can talk about it a little bit later.
The market fell out of those quick overnight. Not even overnight. Maybe like in the morning, a.m. Yeah,
same day.
It's 2 minutes. All right. But thankfully, they fit someone I know, so she could have them.
What else you got?
I know I bought something else. I don't remember. But a lot of nonsense. A lot of clothes. Like just
I think
complete
that's
nonsense.
That's what was copped this week.
I think I copped 4 hats and 6 shirts in one transaction, but it was like 40% off. So
I think this weekend I might have bought about 7 hats. All right. I think about 7 hats, probably about 5 pair of pants, a bunch of t-shirts, a bunch of bun downs.
I went ham at the Polo Ralph Lauren outlet sale.
Oh, bought some polo stuff. Bought my son some polo stuff. Just kind of went in. The sales this July 4th seemed a little better than usual. Like, they were out of control.
Polo had that 50% off plus the 30% off.
Simple Cotton and Doc Martens. He didn't bring it up.
It was over. So those Kohans.
Oh, them joints.
Y'all hated.
Thick. All right. How tall are you?
Those are those Jack Bowman.
With those on, 6'5".
How tall are you without them? 5'11". Thick. I'm going to tell you something. You get into a scrap, you kick somebody. Immediately. You kick them, they lose their life. All right. Them are the thickest soles I've ever seen. All right. And I can't wear dress shoes that buckle like that. That's annoying.
I like those. That's why I got them, because they're the monk straps.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I like the straps, but I typically wear something like that with like a tuxedo or something. Now they're black, but them joints, you can't just slide your foot in them, or you can't just slide your foot in and time on. You got to buckle it. You got to tighten it up. I can't do it.
They'll be all right.
God bless you. KD,
shocked? Do we want to go over what's going out this week?
Sure. What's coming out?
So this week we've got the USA Runner Collection, the Prestos, Pegasus, Zoom, Air Zoom Pegasus, and Air Max BW.
Wait, that didn't release already?
No, it comes out tomorrow, 7/7.
Certain ones already released.
Yeah.
Not the whole collection.
And then the Air
Flyknit Presto did.
It did. On Nike.
I assumed everything released at the same time, no?
No, Finish Line told me they weren't getting theirs till this week.
Oh, that's whack.
What else?
And then we've got the Air Max Air Force 180 Olympics coming out. The Air Griffey Max 1, the white, black, and freshwater colorway.
Suck.
And then we've got...
Whoa, they don't suck.
Suck.
They don't suck.
They don't suck. I'm copping. But I'm not paying full price.
Type of boy. Suck.
What else you got?
And then we got the white and black NMD R1s with that Adidas print.
Trash.
On the toe box.
Trash cans.
I hate those.
I feel like if you can buy them, you'd be able to flip them for double, though.
I don't know, man.
NMDs are the only thing that's going high now.
Not necessarily.
Prime knits or
just
anything
prime knits.
That's
it.
Or anything that's...
Only thing PK. That's it.
Uh-uh.
Not the regular ones.
Yeah, they are. Okay, well, it depends. It probably depends on the colorway, but you try to go find those ones that Hannah wanted.
Okay,
though,
those
like,
pink ones?
The raw pinks anywhere.
I don't look at those.
Like 170 minimum.
I could get men's ones retail. A little, maybe like 20 over retail.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about, you know, white and gray and whatever that keeps restocking everywhere. These, I doubt the ones with the words on it is going to restock.
Those. What do they say? What do they say?
I think it's in German,
like
isn't
three
it?
Stripes and Adidas and a bunch of other.
I'm not saying I want them. I'm saying I'm pretty sure you, if you copped them, you could resell them.
What else coming out?
And then we got the Nike Flight 96 OG Olympics. And those are on my eBay watch list right now.
I'm waiting.
And then we got a bunch of Diadoras, the Kobe Kwai 54s.
Suck.
And an NBA blackout pack with the Kyrie, the Kobe, and then that KD mic drop.
Everything all black sucks.
There's a lot of trash coming out this week.
Those Kobe's are dope. I don't know what you're talking about.
Them all black ones?
Or whatever they are. I don't know. We call them Dark Knights or whatever.
Them joints suck. All right.
They don't suck.
The all black ones?
I thought they had like a little blue in them, but maybe not. I don't know. But those
not
are
not enough to make them.
It's not all. The swoosh ain't black too, I don't think. Or maybe it's like outlined in white or something. There's
it's
some
like
color.
Another
on
color on it. I've seen the Kobe's and the mic drop KD's are whack.
Suck.
Well, the KD's suck. Period. So
the KD's shoe
KD's are dope.
Doesn't suck.
Yes, KD sucks.
No, it doesn't suck. Okay, fine. We'll have to just jump right into that. Is there anything else?
No,
nothing else. KD to the Warriors. Shocking. Care. Exciting. What do
absolutely
y'all feel?
Shocking.
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 What's shocking?
I don't think it's shocking at all. I told you guys months ago when did I text that their number one priority?
Yeah, everybody knew that was their number one priority.
Everybody in the NBA is number one priority.
I don't think everyone knew that, but I read a story the other day that said Wojnarowski from whatever, it used to be with Yahoo, but I think he has his own website now, wrote something in February that said they were going there, and Bill Simmons was on his podcast talking about, this is nonsense. This ain't true.
I've heard it.
What happened?
A million times. It was just talk.
Let's be honest. What team in the NBA was KD not the number one priority for?
Well, it doesn't work like that. He's not. I mean, there's 99% of the league is already out from the very beginning before they have a chance.
But to say Oklahoma City's number one priority is KD is like.
Well, yeah, he was there.
What were y'all shocked with?
I mean, I was shocked.
I'm not shocked at all.
I was shocked.
He was the one that, a championship. I mean,
I was shocked that he leaves a team that he was with that had Golden State down 3-1 and couldn't close out. I mean, you know, I don't think that the Warriors obviously are a lot better with KD, but I think with KD being in Oklahoma City, I think Oklahoma City was a better team than the Warriors were.
I don't know, man. I wasn't surprised he left, but I was surprised he actually went to the Warriors. Yeah. And to say that they're better now, like they're even better, I don't see how you can be even better than being the best regular season team in NBA history. They were going to the finals again this upcoming season. Like,
I don't know about that.
Who's going to beat them?
Oklahoma City.
I don't think so.
I think if KD stays in Oklahoma City and they get one more piece, I think Oklahoma City puts him away.
I mean, they grabbed what? Oladipo.
Are you assuming that he like changes his mind or something? What are you talking about?
No, he's saying that before it happened. Because I'm saying that I don't think KD. I mean, I guess. Okay. It's hard to say. To me,
they had already
make them
lost
better.
A big piece anyways.
They were going back to the finals whether they got KD or not. That's my opinion. I don't see how the Warriors and I don't see how the Cavs meet back in the finals for a third year in a row. They were going to go back. Now, does KD maybe help them? I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think the Warriors needed anything extra to beat the Cavaliers. It was bad coaching, all right, that doomed the Warriors, in my opinion, all right? You start playing Harrison Barnes all that time when you have, and didn't play Livingston at all, didn't play Barbosa at all, who'd been doing great in the playoffs. That was just bad coaching. Do you feel different about KD?
Well, they also had, there was a suspension. Steph was injured.
Suspension and Bogut being hurt. I think Bogut being hurt.
Well, and Steph was injured, too.
He was injured. He was injured. I have a problem.
I mean, they won the final series super duper easy last year, and then this year they were up 3-1, and it was like a joke. National media was like, ha ha, Cleveland's done.
See, this is my thing. I would never say that a player's injured if they won't say it. Like, if you're going to sit there and constantly be interviewed on
he
press
said
conferences.
It afterwards, though.
Afterwards, whatever. Like, it's just, we lost now. Oh, yeah, hey, I was a little hurt, y'all. We've been asking y'all since game 1 through 7, hey, Steph, you feeling okay? I'm great.
You've seen him slide on the floor, and everyone thought his ACL was torn. So.
You're right.
I mean,
but if you're not going to say it, I'm not going to sit here and assume. You tell me 100, you better go out there and play 100 then. That's just up to me. Simple. Now, you obviously hate KD.
I mean, I'm disappointed.
He hates everything that has to do with Golden State.
Before that move, before KD going to the Warriors, I disagree with you. I think it was a three-team race. I think if KD stays in Oklahoma City,
it's always a three-team race.
It's a three-team race between Oklahoma City, San Antonio, and Golden State.
It's always
and
a three.
I don't know which team out of those three was better. But
it's
I would
always
actually,
a three-team race, but the Warriors are going to – it's just however long the Warriors is going to take to get there. The Warriors are going to get there over the Spurs. Spurs haven't picked up anybody.
They just got Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol, but they're not getting athletically better. They're just getting more mature and like.
What are you talking about? He replaced. If anyone could replace Duncan, it's probably him.
Yeah. That's fine, but they're not.
Lose like Aldridge. They lost. Diaw losing him might be a bigger deal than people realize because he did a lot of stuff.
He's a good passer.
But David West.
They didn't lose him. They just traded him. Mm-hmm. David West to the Warriors.
Talking about Ray Allen coming back to the Warriors now.
I mean,
if you put Ray Allen on the Warriors and you have three of the best probably five shooters in NBA history on the same team, I don't even know where to start with that.
Warriors win a championship?
Next year?
Yeah.
Does anyone pick? I mean, have you seen the odds?
The odds don't matter to me.
Yes, it does. Vegas knows more than everyone else, number one. First of all, let's just get that out there. Vegas knows more than everyone.
Odds are fine, but I don't put weight in them because it's like, to me, if I put that much weight in the odds, like when people tell me odds, I'm like, why aren't you going to bet your money then? Like, just telling me odds, like, fine. According to Vegas, fine. The odds are better. The Warriors are going to win the championship.
Cool. No. You don't just say the odds. You have to talk about what the number is. It's unprecedented what they set that number.
Okay. You have to bet $150 to win $100. There's two to three. All right.
Just
two to three. That's the odds right now.
I mean, in terms of what someone might understand a little bit easier, it's -150. If you're on the minus side, they're a favorite. I don't think anyone has ever been in the history of NBA on the minus side preseason to win a championship. That's like a game line that you're setting, you know, like you said, you got to bet 150 to 100. That's unprecedented for professional sports.
All right.
This early in the season.
What were the odds of the Warriors winning the finals when they were up 3-1?
Well, I mean, you probably could have got the Cavs. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily talk about what the Warriors was. You would talk about what the Cavs. You probably could have got the Cavs like +900 or something like that. I can go look it up. But basically, that means you bet 100, you win 900. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the odds, obviously the odds are in favor of Golden State, and the odds are there because...
No. See, you guys are thinking about it in terms of it's like actually going to happen. That's not what it's about. It's about just the discussion point that, like, it's unprecedented what the number that's been assigned to the Warriors after KD went there is. I mean, it's unreal.
It is.
I would imagine the sharpest folks in Vegas are not betting their money on the Warriors. They're value betting the Cavs again, obviously, because I think the Cavs came out 3-1, something like that, which is +300. I think, I don't know. Who was second? I don't even think the Cavs were second. Spurs, I think it was the Spurs Warriors second. And maybe the Spurs.
Warriors,
I don't know.
Spurs. OKC was fourth or fifth.
Which, I mean, their roster's trash now. So
trash is a strong word. I don't know. Just because you look, if you lose KD,
best five players in the NBA.
You're right. But when KD's out of the game and Westbrook's playing, they still win.
The team is better.
I think they make the playoffs. I don't think they do anything outside.
I mean, they
of
missed
that.
The playoffs, I mean, a couple years ago when they were both hurt and one of them was playing, and when he got hurt, the other one was in. They missed the playoffs.
We'll see what happens. I'm actually curious to see what happens with Westbrook and whether or not.
Now, I will say I think Westbrook has a good shot to win MVP.
I think Westbrook has a good shot to get traded. And I think if Oklahoma City was smart, I think they would seriously consider that option because I don't know how or why he stays.
But even if he gets traded, like say they trade him to the Lakers. He's still going to be the marquee player there. I mean, he's still going to win MVP there.
Well, I guess in my closing for that, on what I think what I think is going to happen with Golden State Warriors this year is obviously like they're heavy favorites to win the finals. But we've seen this plan of a super team backfire before when Malone and Peyton went to the Lakers when the first year in
super
Miami.
Teams are a strong word. They were old men.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know,
There's a statistic that's out there about when teams like this are formed the first year, they have issues with cohesion
chemistry
and that kind of shit. So, you know, just like with the Heat, when, you know, LeBron went the first year, everyone assumed they would just win the championship. So, I wouldn't be surprised if the Warriors, I mean, no one's going to be surprised if they win it this year. But if they win, like, lose this year and then win four in a row, I think that is equally as possible.
I don't even know. I mean, I see the Warriors. I mean, it's really hard. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this because I love the Warriors because I do represent the Bay. And I do like KD. But a part of me really wants to say, I hope they lose. Don't win the championship.
Just say it.
But I don't want to say it because I do love the Warriors. I love the Bay Area. I'm not going to say I love the Warriors. But I do enjoy watching the Warriors play. I mean, God, I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about it. I don't necessarily think I like it or I don't like it. Like,
I don't care about it that much.
You said that if KD went to the Warriors, you would watch NBA.
Basketball. Yeah, I watch NBA. But I mean, I don't care about them. I don't care about. I don't care enough to say I hate. They hate. They lose. I hope they lose. I don't care enough.
I think it's just kind of whack. Like it's like when LeBron went to the Heat. I didn't think it was whack. I just hated when other people use the term. The grass isn't green on the other side. See, the grass wasn't that green in Miami before they went there. They had a little discussion and made the grass green.
Well, yeah,
green
they brought Bosch in at the same time.
The grass is forever green right now with the Warriors.
Yeah, but see, I guess the difference in those two situations for me is LeBron is from – that's his hometown. He left
his
hometown.
That's what made that worse.
KD – now, if KD was a wizard forever and left, it would be the same thing. But he wasn't. It was different.
But isn't that like a player's goal? Don't you want to be like Kobe? Get that retirement Jordan, shrine. They worshiped you that last year. I just really, if I'm a, I mean,
LeBron's legacy is not tarnished any longer. He went home and won a championship.
I don't know if it was ever really tarnished.
But I don't think KD's going back to Oklahoma City to bring him a title. So but
that's not his hometown. So
it doesn't matter if it's his hometown or not. But, I mean, to leave a team that was that as good as they were for another team, like, I mean, you know, in my opinion, if he would have won one in Oklahoma City, I think it would have meant more than winning four in a row in Golden State. Like,
I doubt it.
Does his championship?
You ask him. I bet you he'll disagree.
You're
joining a team that was already a championship team. Like, how does that?
If he wins a championship,
validate you as a player.
Does that championship look different to you guys?
I don't think he's looking for validation from people.
I don't know what he's looking at. I know what he wants, and I respect it. That's fine. Wants to win. He wants to have a championship. I completely understand that. To you guys, as a casual fan,
I don't care enough to watch him.
Okay, fine. Do you, as a fan, if he wins a championship, does it feel different to you?
Yes.
I think it does. I mean, I don't. Yeah, it does to me.
It does.
It does. And I'm not going to say that he should have went
no
like
that. No one looks at LeBron
route.
Differently. LeBron won two championships in Miami. No one said those championships aren't valid.
They trash LeBron when it comes to talking about anything. They trash him.
I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about at the time.
Oh, now. They
happened.
Don't care.
Yes, exactly.
You win a championship.
You're talking about historical perception. Now, you're not talking about perception in the moment.
I'm talking about in the moment, historic. I just won't look at it to me.
And in 4 years, just like LeBron, you won't care when they won their whatever championship.
I never care, LeBron.
Row.
I'm a huge LeBron fan. I wore a Miami jersey. Like,
then I don't know what, I don't know LeBron why fan. This upsets you. Then
Barkley had been a restricted free agent an unrestricted free agent after the 93 loss to the Bulls in the finals, and he was like, I'm going to go sign with the Chicago Bulls. Wouldn't you, if they won the title in 94, be like, that was a. You won a title because you joined a team that beat you, and it was already a championship team without you. It kind of.
I mean, I wouldn't have looked devalues, at it that way, but it was different. That's why everyone.
It kind of devalues the championship. Like, they were.
I said, in the moment,
no,
I understand what you're saying, but long term, people forget about that
no,
shit.
No, okay.
No one cares that LeBron
with,
left
I agree
anymore.
With both of you, because if Barkley would have won with Houston, I would have been really happy for Barkley.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even crossed my mind about Sixers and Suns. Never would have thought about it. I just would have been happy Barkley got one with the Rockets. So I think it's just the time that we're in. Like, we've never seen a team like the Warriors before, ever. Okay. Well, okay, I guess you could say the Bulls. But it's something about how the Warriors won their 73 games this year that just seemed just amazing.
Well,
we
expect they made
dominance
shots
out of the Bulls.
35
right.
feet away and shit like
how
that.
How they won is completely different than anything we've ever seen. So, I don't know. Like you said, if Barkley would have went to the Bulls and got one, I think we would have been happy. I don't think we would have cared.
After he lost in the NBA Finals in 93, I mean, I can understand, like, you know, after Barkley wrote it out here and he's, like, nearing the end of his career and he goes, like, when Steve Nash went to L.A., I wanted Steve Nash to win an NBA title. But, you know, like, those guys were winding down in their careers. They weren't in their primes, and they were going to teams that were contenders. KD's in his prime. He just left a team that was one win away from going to the NBA Finals and jumped ship to the team that he couldn't beat. That's what's different to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is, and that's exactly what a lot of people are feeling. So, I don't know. I'm indifferent. I just, whatever, man. Go out there and win. If they won a championship, cool. If they don't, cool. Either way, they're going to the finals. That's all I know. There's no team in the West that's improved any great enough to beat them.
Barring
not one team.
Barring
Cavs are going back to the finals as well. There's not one team in the East who's done that much to be better. All right. I mean, what do we have? Dwight Howard to the Hawks?
Yeah. That doesn't do anything. Al Horford to the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Celtics are the biggest threat to Cleveland, to be honest with you. I guess we'll see Wade does, but.
Well, I think Celtics are better than the Raptors now. That's how I'll put it. They'll be in the Eastern Conference Finals with the Cavaliers, but the Cavaliers are still going to get to the finals.
They should.
Knicks? Anybody?
Man, come on.
The Knicks have been screwing things up since 2010 when they brought Amari in. I mean,. The Knicks, I don't know what the Knicks are doing. But no, I don't think the Knicks are a threat. I think the Knicks are the sixth or seventh seed in the East.
You think they make the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they make the playoffs.
I don't even think that. I think ninth.
But they're not a threat to dethrone the Cavaliers.
The Knicks' problem is they play on nostalgia.
Knicks' problem is they suck.
They do suck. They got a good coach now. They suck. A pretty good coach now. All right, from just the, 1-2 years here with the Phoenix. I thought he was a pretty good coach, I guess. I mean, he really didn't have anything background-wise as a resume, as far as I can remember, but besides being a player. But we'll see. I mean, you got Porzingis, great. Melo is Melo. I mean,
they followed up with Porzingis. Who'd they pick this year?
Yeah, what was their pick this year?
Another goofy European?
Someone from France or something like that? I don't know. We'll see.
No, I think that's who the Suns picked.
But I think that
everyone thought was the
Dragon Bender.
Porzingis light.
But I think, you know, the biggest thing right now is, like George mentioned, where D-Wade lands. If D-Wade somehow lands in Cleveland.
I just got a thing that said D-Wade's probably going to sign with the Bulls.
I saw that too, so.
Gosh. I mean, is he going for just Chicago? Is that it?
Who?
Is he from Chicago, D-Wade?
I guess. I don't know. Money, probably.
Gosh, is it worth that 10 extra million? I just would imagine that he gets that from just endorsements and other items.
Hopefully
other
he
things.
Doesn't live on the South Side.
I mean, going to Miami, I think I would just have to go back to Miami and bite that bullet. They said he was going to visit the Nuggets and the Bucks. Like, that's whack. I'm not going to end my career in the Denver.
As much as I mean, I haven't seen what the numbers are yet, but as much as because the mid-level exception used to be like, you know, when your team was already over the cap or at the cap, they still had a mid-level exception for a veteran, and it was like $5 million. So
it's 4.8.
If it's 10 now, why wouldn't he go to Cleveland for 10?
It's 4.8.
It can't be the same. The salary cap went up. Why would the number be the same?
I don't think Cleveland could pay him.
The mid-level exception was 4.8, was what I read yesterday.
Well, that doesn't make any sense because it used to be like 5.3. So why would it go down if the cap went up?
It'd be tight for him
much?
To go to Cleveland, but Cleveland couldn't pay him. They did a whole breakdown today.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They would have to trade.
If the mid-level went up to 10, which obviously simple saying is not, but if it did, it's mid-level exception, $10 million, play on the team.
They would have to trade Love to make it work.
Shouldn't he be playing for another championship? I mean, Wade? Money. I mean, I would.
Actually, I'm sorry.
Where's he going to go? You just already said there's only like four teams that are.
You're right. I guess. I mean, he could have made
San Antonio, maybe?
San Antonio. I think San Antonio would have been a good spot for him. Him and Kawhi in the backcourt, that might have been pretty good.
I don't think they had the money either, though.
Warriors win the championship, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see any way around it.
I don't know. They get to the finals. I don't care. I just want to make sure playoffs
are great. I'm rooting for the Bulls, obviously. I'm not rooting for any specific team that's done well in free agency, but I don't see any team beating them. I mean,
players, so.
I'm just glad all this is happening in the time when the Phoenix Suns suck.
The Phoenix Suns are a travesty. They will never win a championship in our lifetime. All right.
I don't know.
Suns might be all right next year.
Be all right with what?
If they do the right thing and play all the young dudes.
I think they,
I mean,
it's not, I mean, 4 or 5 unless
years
you
from
get,
now,
okay,
maybe.
Let's put it this way. Unless you get LeBron or Steph Curry, you know, because NBA is one of them things where you can get one player and ascend quickly as opposed to NFL or baseball where the team is not 1 of 5, it's 1 of 11 or 1 of 9. You can ascend quickly in the NBA if you get but let's put it this way. I mean, it's LeBron, Steph, maybe Durant. How many other – Westbrook, how many other guys can you get that one guy and go up? So I think the Suns are definitely on the, step-by-step thing up to the plateau instead of the one guy sign you're terrible to good
I think
that.
6 years from now, maybe. I think there's teams ahead of them still. I think Utah's better than them. I think Utah's better than Phoenix. They have more.
It might be. Depends
Blazers,
on the draft picks.
I think Blazers
out.
Are better. Blazers made the playoffs. All right. And no one expected that. All right. They have great coaching.
Yeah, but they're not young, though. The Suns could potentially have 3 of the better young players in the league if it works out.
That
Booker already is one.
Devin Booker is the best player on the team. All
right. And then.
I don't care what anybody says about
Bender
Eric Bledsoe
and
all
the kid from Washington work out. I forgot his name, but.
Chris.
Yeah, Marquise Chris. If they work out.
We'll see. What else? Kanye Adidas.
Kanye Adidas deal. So Kanye signed a deal with Adidas.
You got all the details on it?
Just Adidas in general.
Yeah, I mean, Kanye West signed a deal with Adidas that could be potentially $1 billion deal based on certain
But what's the details though? I'm not worried about the money.
So
basically, the details are he's getting
Yeezy stores, and it's going to be its own brand. So it's going to be Jordan Brand Nike, Yeezy Adidas.
All
right. So it is a brand split, and there's going to be a Yeezy division with separate Yeezy workers, separate Yeezy stores, separate Yeezy designers.
Oh, really?
So, potentially a $1 billion deal. So, I mean, you know, like to me, it's my first thought is Adidas doing too much? Like, are they going to kill the Yeezy brand? Because if we were going on vacation tomorrow and I was like, well, I got to get some new kicks. I'm going to run down to the Yeezy store and grab a pair of 750s and 350s. And it was like that easy. Would people want them anymore?
So this is like the great.
Well, yeah, we've already had this conversation a bunch of times.
Well, we have. Yes, and I mean this is like the great sneakerhead conundrum, okay? Yeezys are special because they're Yeezys, okay? You get a pair of Yeezys. Whenever I wear my Yeezys and I tell someone, oh man, how much you pay? That's the first thing someone says to me every time they see me in Yeezys. Oh, how much you pay? Oh, retail off Adidas. You got yours for retail? It's just unheard of to get yours at retail nowadays. Now, if you're opening up just Yeezy stores down the street, I mean, I don't know what their plans are.
Well, already the like clothing and stuff didn't sell. I mean, we saw
the
that.
Clothing. So, so like does this...
I would imagine they'll be selling everything though. You know what I mean? Like it's not just going to be... The only thing that's hype now is just the specific shoes.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah,
you know
they're
going to
sell the clothes and everything. But doesn't it kind of kill it for you?
I mean, I think they're going to do it a similar way to when Foot Locker rolled out House of Hoops, and there was three of them. There was New York, L.A., Chicago. I think it's going to be like select cities. It's still going to make it exclusive. So I don't think at first it's going to kill it, but obviously over time. I mean, now there's three House of Hoops in Phoenix. There used to be three House of Hoops in the United States. You know, I mean, if it goes if it goes that far out to where there's a Yeezy store in every surrounding mall, then yeah, I think they're gonna kill the brand.
I mean, it'll be like anything else, though. People still wear Levi's or drink Coke or whatever brand you want to think of. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're still going to make money. It may not be – every rapper may not be wearing it anymore. NBA player, whoever might not be wearing it all on TV and on blogs and whatnot. But, I mean, it's going to be like anything else.
I mean, I guess it all depends on – I mean, everything depends on what comes out. I mean – God, I can't even imagine walking in there buying any of those items of clothing. Obviously, I think the prices will be way different than like a $3,000 down coat. Those will obviously still be in there, but you saying like Levi's and Coca-Cola, those are like classic.
Well, yeah, it's a brand that's been around for 100 years.
Yeezy.
But I mean, let me ask you, like let's say all hype aside, if you walked into...
Do you still want a Yeezy if it's just down the street?
Yeah. If you walked into an Adidas store...
I don't necessarily want a Yeezy right now. Like, I think the 350s look kind of dope. I'm not going to lie. But,
now, see...
But 750s I would never keep.
Okay, see,
but
now that's the thing.
If you,
do you like 750s enough to where if they're just at the store, you would buy?
See, that's what I'm saying.
They're
like,
not...
Like, if I walked into an Adidas store and there was let's not call it Yeezy, there was an Adidas 750 and an Adidas 350, and they were the new Adidas shoes and had no connection to Kanye West at all, I honestly don't know how many people are buying.
Well, I could go with anything,
though. Did like the 750s before they first came out, when the tan ones came out, when the first pictures came out, I was like, those are actually kind of dope. And everybody hated them.
Those suck.
I liked them. I honestly liked them
when I saw them in person.
I do like the
750s. I like them a lot more now. Aesthetically, they're just not... They're like an East Coast shoe now. Like, to me, it's really hard in Arizona.
It's hard to wear
in
Arizona.
It's hot, okay? But if you took let's pick a Jordan 8 model and it wasn't Jordan, would anybody want it? Like, maybe not a Jordan 8. I don't know. It's just hard to say. Like, Yeezy makes it cool. Like, when we talked about this in another episode, cool matters.
Yeah.
Like, cool matters. And if it's no longer as cool, I don't know how much longer it will matter. Like, I don't see a Yeezy. I mean, I could be absolutely wrong. I don't know if I could see a Yeezy getting up to like a Calvin Klein.
I don't think he'll be able to sell, you know, huge numbers of those boots, those combat boots. I think he'll still be able to sell something that's similar to a 350, like a runner or something like that, because people will buy that shit anyways.
Because I see people on Twitter and everything like, Yeezy said we would all get a pair. do we all want really want a pair? Yeah. Or do we all really want a pair now because we can't
have
just
them.
Get a no. pair?
It, that's what I'm saying. A 350, if it came out and sat, or you just like an Ultra it. Boost, I would. If like the Moon Rocks or the Tans, I would wear those.
Yes.
But the 750, no. The combat boots, no. I would never keep any never. Of that trash.
But I don't even know if I would really try hard to go get a 350.
You probably wouldn't have to try hard, though. That's what you're saying.
And if they were sitting, I need a coupon
code. I think, and I guess if that makes me a hype beast, or if that's the statement of a hype beast, I think I wouldn't even bother. If it's not special, this what makes it special is not everybody can get it. And I might sound crazy, and I might sound ridiculous, and maybe a little immature, but when I wear a Yeezy out, it matters, all right? Period. And that's a whole sneakerhead mantra. You wear sneakers because of the attention that you get. Maybe not our age now, but growing up, you bought the J's, you had all the sneakers, you bought to get that attention in high school and on up.
Not my era.
I did. Okay.
I love Michael Jordan. It was different.
Yes, but that played into it. I mean, not everybody you knew had the Jordan still. Like, you loved Jordan.
I mean,
but the shoe itself still mattered to everybody else. Like, dang, Jordan's got the Jordans again?
Yeah, maybe.
Like,
I didn't think about it like that, but yeah.
See, I thought about it like that, and I loved the shoes itself, and I loved the players, but it mattered that way. Seeing everybody walk down the street with a Yeezy, actually, we wouldn't see it. I don't think we would see it. It wouldn't matter anymore. It has to be special. I think that's
I think we would see it because I think the young cats all would run to the store to buy it, even if it was sitting on shelves. I think we would see it. I think to us, it would kind of devalue it just the same way that to the young cats who didn't grow up in the Jordan era, now that Jordans are sitting on shelves, don't care anymore. There's still some that are iconic to us.
Yeah, but see,
that's a good example, though, because certain Jordans still sell out even though they're easy to get. Other ones sit. It would be the same kind of thing with Kanye, in my opinion. Certain things would sell out still, and certain things would sit.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, obviously, he'd probably come
out
with more.
I don't know one person. Models. Maybe you guys. I don't know one person who would buy a 750 if it was not limited. The shoe is terrible. No. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't.
Not for 350.
Seeing it in person, I'm like, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought it was. This is actually pretty cool, and I could probably make this work.
I think it's pretty bad.
I wouldn't go get it. See, when I look at that shoe, I just think, like, what was he thinking? And when he brought this to the people at Adidas, like, this is what I want, everybody couldn't have possibly been like, oh, Kanye, you did it again. Like, those are awful looking, period. In person, in hand, like, oh, they're not that bad. But when those pictures came out, I didn't even believe that was them. That's how bad they were when we saw those pictures. So, I mean, I hope it can play into some type of chain.
I mean, how do you wear them? Tuck your pants into them and not zip it up? That's the only way it looks even half decent to me. Like, I'm looking at that picture right there.
If I wore them, they'd be unzipped. That's how I wear them. That's how I wear them.
That's it.
That's the only way you could wear them. I don't know. I just don't want them. I look at a Yeezy store.
Marty McFly should have been wearing these, huh?
And that actually looks like Mags. I don't know. I look at like a Yeezy store, like a Sean John store in like Manhattan, or like a Wu-Tang store, yeah, like a Fat Farm store. Like, there was a lot of these stores that thought, now they didn't have the power of Yeezy, all right? And this was a different era, okay? But I don't know. We'll see. Like,
Rockaware.
Yeah, but I think a lot of that stuff never caught on. I mean, think of some of the stuff that like any chance.
Well,
some companies
Sean John is still being made.
Well, what I'm saying is, one of them companies made a leather jacket that just had all the NBA team logos on it. Like, that shit was sold out or whatever, but that shit's not catching on long term.
So one thing that I'll be interested to see is if they start branching the Adidas company out. Like, if you're going to see Adidas athletic wear and Adidas basketball or Yeezy basketball shoes. I mean, I wonder if they're going to make it to, if it's going to be purely lifestyle, or if it's going to, if Adidas is going to brand it to its as its own company and make different lines off of the Yeezy line.
They actually should make a Yeezy basketball shoe.
I mean,
because he loves basketball, and even though Boost is a great technology, Adidas Boost basketball shoes suck. I don't care what anyone says. Suck.
What? Adidas, they suck.
All as good of a technology as Boost is, and as good as NMD and Ultra Boost have blown up, they have failed making a basketball shoe.
Like,
they should be able to make the greatest basketball shoe. Yeah, aesthetically, they should be able to make the greatest basketball shoe on the planet.
You give him James Harden, Wiggins, and Damian Lillard and design three Yeezy basketball shoes.
I can't even fathom. Making a basketball shoe Yeezy to me is stupid. Like, it just, it doesn't make any sense. I've never understood that. He likes basketball, though.
Like, yeah, he likes playing.
I understand but, like, he doesn't. He's not a basketball player. Like, he's a lifestyle person that we go to visually.
Jordan doesn't play.
Like, oh, man, Kanye got that on. That's kind of dope. Jordan, I'm going to give it a try shot. Like, Jordan, we don't, like, lifestyle Westbrook shoes? Westbrook, where's your hoop shoe at? I don't care about your lifestyle shoe. Like, he's a basketball player. Where's your basketball
shoe?
Yeah,
but how many people, I guess that's the thing, is how many people really are playing basketball?
But like you were saying also, everywhere. If all the rappers aren't wearing the Yeezys anymore, well, they'll wear them still because Kanye probably give everybody pairs. But if it's, I don't even know if the young kids, if it's not cool to them, if they don't see every single person wearing, every single person trying to get them, it's not, these kids are the ones that we call the hype beasts. These are the ones that are still standing in line outside of Stephen's shoes to cop Cherry Lowe's. Like, these are the same people that are still sitting outside at night. Like, I mean, they're not, if it's that easy for them, they're going to be like, they suck. That's what they think. They're trash now. They suck. Like, well, it's just not going
to
happen.
To your point, I mean, you know, that because I'm looking at it more from like a Jordan standpoint, to where Jordan athletes represent many different sports. You know, Jordan didn't play in the NFL, but Randy Moss had a Jordan shoe. Jordan didn't play in the major leagues, but Derek Jeter had Jordan shoes. So, I mean, I'm thinking of it more of that standpoint, to where they extend the brand.
They made cleats first. Yeah. Then they gave them all like a version of like a Jordan, like a, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I really don't see this. I think Adidas is getting too big for their britches, to be honest with you.
I mean,
I love the boost, but
$1 billion, a potential $1 billion deal is a lot of money. But
I think I think they understand that you can't commercialize. You know, it'll be one. It'll be like Supreme. You go, Supreme has a storefront. You go on Supreme, there's, number one, there's still lines, and number two, there's nothing in the store. It'll just be like that. They'll go in Yeezy store, and there'll be like five shirts, two pants, and like a shoe that no one wants.
That right there might just end the conversation right there, because that's the might be the best point of today. A Supreme store. I don't care what anybody says that we know or who we know or what we've seen. Supreme clothing and everything is not tight, all right? You get a shirt and you put Bruce Lee on it with the word Supreme on it, and Katz is paying like $150 for it.
I mean, some of their button ups and jackets are decent. The stuff like, that you like, wear, but yeah, not like the t-shirts.
Jackets,
yeah, you're talking about t-shirt stuff.
The jackets, some of the button ups, some of the pants. I get it.
How about the backpacks?
The backpacks are fire. Oh. All right, but I love all backpacks. Okay, but like out there with like a God, was there a Kermit the Frog one?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Isn't there like a, I don't know. I go into Supreme, and I'm like, what the heck? This is it? Like, what the, there's nothing in this store. There's a skating ramp and a glass case and a few boards and, like, some shirts folded, all right? And the employees think they are the tightest thing on earth, all right? They think they all, anyways, that might be the best point.
It might be.
A Yeezy store can easily fall into a Supreme store, especially if they do, like, every Thursday as a release for some nonsense. So anyways.
We'll see. I mean, we'll you see.
Know. Yeah, ready?
Let's do it. Let's get into it. We got honorable mentions?
I do.
What's the topic? What's the topic?
Topic.
Smelliest dookie on the subway.
Top 10. Top 10. I'm like, well, I'm thinking about New York. When I see that homeless man dookie in that Ziploc bag, I say, yo, New York is different. And nobody cared. They just walked around him. He was dookieing in a Ziploc bag on the sidewalk. Anyways, top 10. Air Max runners to us ever?
To us, yeah.
To us ever?
Our list.
Honorable mention?
I just did best ever to me.
Okay, so, yeah. That's pretty much what I did. Do you own any?
Yeah, I got some. Who's going first?
Go ahead. Honorable mentions.
Go first, George. You haven't been here in a while.
Honorable mentions. Air Max 90 Japan Camo. I don't know if you guys like
fire.
That. I think I've heard you talk about that before.
Love it.
Air Max 90 Japan Camel's pretty clean. I think it's Hyperfuse too, isn't
it? Yeah, whoa. Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
It's not on your list? Jesus Christ. Something's wrong in the atmosphere. It's camouflage.
There's other ones.
All right. Go ahead, George.
I don't know if you guys will have this one on there, but I kind of like the concept of it. Volt was big at the time. The Air Max 1, Air Max Day. The you thought I was gonna say something else.
Let's say something else. What are you doing? Stop writing, bro. You do this every single time we start talking. No, you can't add nothing
new. I'm not adding nothing.
Don't add anything and don't add anything to honorable mentions. You cheat, bro. You do this every week. That's why. No, that's why when you text in a thread and said, you text in a thread.
Doesn't Simple own the Japan camo too?
No, he doesn't. I had a pair, but they weren't my size.
My list ain't changing. I'm doodling.
I got them off an end, and I had like an 8.5 or something like that. I sold them for like, $390. No,
when
that's
was
why.
This?
Man, when they dropped a long time ago, when you sent that text, you said, my list is done. And what did I say? No, it's not.
Here's my
because
list.
Every
my list
time,
ain't changing.
Stop. You cross off. Oh,
I crossed off this.
All right. What else you got, George? What Air Max are you talking about? Those are flames.
Sold out. The Air Max Day one, the one that came out with the Air Max One OG upper and the vault midsole.
That was a good one. That was tight.
I mean, it's honorable mention
because that vault.
Oh my God!
Looked crazy.
Wade signed or agreed to the deal. Unreal. 2 year, $47 million
with the Bulls.
With the Bulls.
Yeah. Dang.
Rondo, D Wade, and Jimmy Butler.
Not 2009 All Stars. I can't believe it. Terrible. And they're talking about trading Calderon and Dunleavy, who are probably the two of the best eight players on the team. And Rondo is not in that top eight.
Rondo, what happened to him?
They're gonna get your boy back.
Who's it? Michael Jordan? Hopefully they do. And Scottie Pippen. All right. Next, Air Max One Bread, the one that came out 2 years ago, whatever.
Yep.
Super dope. I hate the word bread. You guys know that, I don't know what else to call it. If I said black red, nobody probably would know what the hell I'm talking about. So Air Max One Bread.
I don't know if I like those. They're just like
they're dope.
I feel like they had like one that came out that was.
Oh yeah, of course they had, but that one was specifically like in honor of
the
black
bread
red Jordans.
They should have put an X on the back.
Air Max One. I don't know if you're gonna remember this one, but we both tried to get it like after the fact. We didn't try when it came out, but I saw it in an outlet and I asked you if you wanted it. You said no. Air Max One Hyperfuse Varsity Blue.
Varsity Blue.
Air Max One Hyperfuse.
Oh yeah.
Varsity Blue. Super dope. I wish I had a pair of them.
Got it.
You have them? Or
no,
are you
no.
saying you got
it's
it?
On my list.
All right. I didn't put these in the top 10. I wanted to, but I just found 10 things I liked better. Air Max, BW, and I won't say classic because the original name was not classic because it wasn't classic. It was just Air Max BW, Persian Violet, obviously. And then Air Max 180 Ultramarine.
Those Persian BWs, I used to love them. But when you bought that pair.
There's something about them. It's like the toe box is too narrow and the shoe is too wide. I looked at a picture from I tried to put them on the other day, and then I looked at a picture from the top down today.
First,
there's something wrong with them.
They made them cheap. Or something weird.
Well, it's not even
yours.
Only that. Like, even the ones that just came out this year, like months ago or two months ago, whatever.
I haven't seen any of those in person.
Air Max BWs fit funny as hell.
It's weird.
I don't remember
the top down
that,
view just does not look right. And I started looking at like my Ultra Boost and whatever I love to wear now, and the toe box is just so much. Like, the lines are cleaner. It, like, looks... I don't know what it is, but the BWs just suck. I'm going to have to sell them,
unfortunately. I don't know.
I
don't
love
know
the colorway,
if,
though.
Was it always like that, or is it just these new ones?
Yeah, no, that's how it looks like.
I can't remember. I mean, we all had BWs as Persians as kids.
It's not, like, linear or something. Something's off.
Something
because the 90 and the one Air Max 1 and Air Max 90 are so linear. It, like, works perfectly, but there's something wrong about that BW. But just the colorway is so dope out of the block, so
it
I had
is.
To put it on there. And the Ultramarines, I love those. I bought a pair from, I think, a year release a couple years ago, and then I ended up selling them because I just wasn't wearing them. So,
pointless. Honorable mentions.
My honorable mentions. This might be the only BW that actually looks decent on because of the fact that it's full camo. But the Nike Country Camo Air Classic BW France.
You tried it on?
I have it.
Oh, okay.
And it's like because it's camo, it's the only one that doesn't look weird because it all blends together.
But it's also
together.
Like, oh, it's not Hyperfuse.
It is Hyperfuse.
Oh, it is?
It is,
it's tan, though, right?
No, it's green.
Dark green?
Yeah.
Oh, I got
it's like a dark green army camo.
Oh, okay.
Hold up. The Japan camo one, you got the camo box, too?
I had everything from end. Yeah.
Yeah, they all came with that. It was the country
camo
box.
Yeah, I guess
packs.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
But I had got an 8.5.
That's dope.
Another one that I could never wear, but I think is like a dope concept, is the Air Max 90 Premium, that Warhawk, with like the fighter jet paint on it.
Oh, I hate those.
Really?
I think it's was DQM, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Dave's Quality.
They don't.
Dave's Quality Meatballs.
You know what it is? When did it come out?
2000.
Or Atmos, one of them. I think.
I don't remember.
Oh, was it Atmos?
It was a while ago.
It was one of them.
Okay, see, when it came out, it was fire. But when I look at something like that now, I'm like, this got to be a GR. Like, it has that eyeball in the mouth. I'm like, these are for kids, all right? But those are dope. But I couldn't
wear
ever rock those. No. I couldn't.
Another one, the Nike Air Max Lunar 90 Moon Landing, that 3M joint that looked like the moon.
I thought about that.
That one, I thought that was dope when it came out. I tried to get it. I think we all tried to get it when it came out.
I tried.
And then my last honorable mention, the Air Max 90 OG Neon. This is a classic shoe.
Air Max OG Neon.
The gray and neon Air Max 95.
Yeah, the like OG 95. Color. 95 OG color, yeah.
Ooh, I think, I don't have one on my list as an Air Max 95.
I know, that's why I
have to
throw
that in
my
most overrated. I think they're the most overrated shoe. One of the most overrated of all time.
Bought that one from Nike when we went for the OG pack like 2 years ago.
I have about four pairs of OG. I hate them. I never wear those things. And every time I look, I'm like, oh, man, I think they're overrated.
You've had 17 tired of looking at these sales since then and haven't put
them
up.
That's true. You got tired of looking at these fire sale this week.
I'm getting sick of looking at stuff in my closet. All right.
Yeah, that's why you've been, acting up all week.
Has anything sold?
Yeah, I've actually been pretty good. Mine, I only got three. Air Max Plus Tuned, you know, the first ones I had the tuned there.
Yep.
The ones I wore, this weekend, the hot pink ones, that model. I love that shoe. Tuned Air, what happened to that? It just kind of just faded away.
Went away.
Air Max 97 Hyperfuse, the orange ones. To me, Air Max 97, I'm going to say number two greatest Air Max of all time, but I don't know. We'll see.
What'd you say? A Hyperfuse 97?
The Hyperfuse 97 orange.
I don't even know if I know what that looks
like. You know, I have the red ones. Yes. And remember they had like a sky blue one, an orange one, and they might have had a vault one, maybe.
I think a picture it's of all solar orange. Red ones or whatever.
All monotone, everything's orange. And then I have the Air Max 90 Hyperfuse Live Strong. My list is Hyperfuse heavy.
Was it part of the highlighter pack?
Is that what it was called? I don't know. You could just type in Air Max 97.
Well, yeah,
Hyperfuse orange
shirt. And the pictures will be up tomorrow on YouTube.
Well, I don't know if I'm making one that quick. They'll be up at some point. That's my list. I mean, the Livestrong Hyperfuse Air Max 90s. My list is very Hyperfuse heavy. George, bottom five.
Simple go already?
Yep.
I did.
Talking about these right here?
Yep.
Yeah, I like those.
Boing. All right, yeah.
I mean, they're just orange, but dope. I like them.
New York Mets fans, in the, shout out.
Phoenix Suns.
What's your 10?
San Francisco Giants.
No.
Oh, I probably, that would be a good
service. All right, number 10. Air Max 90 Hyperfuse Volt from the Highlighter Pack. I love those Volt ones. Dope.
Those are just off the hook. But finding one at a good price is impossible, and there's so many ID'd versions.
Yep. Why buy the other one when you can ID it?
But the ID one sucked. It's not the same.
I mean, I'm sure they're not the same because they don't want you to replicate it exactly, but I've never seen them like both together at the same time, so I don't know. Number 9. Air Max 1, this has already been on a list we've done already, but this is Air Max specific, so Air Max 1 Atmos Elephant. Elephant.
I was going to say, you better have that on there.
Oh, yes. Number 8, and I will never own most of these, but that's all right. I still love them. Number 8, Air Max 1 Para times Pata Cherrywood. I know you guys like the other ones better, but... Didn't you say you liked the white and gray one, or white and green and gray or whatever?
Yeah, I like that one.
Thought about putting it in the honorable mentions because it is clean, but some of these other ones are just better.
White and gray had the foot on the bottom, right?
No, that was the clot ones.
Oh, clot. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Number 7, Air Max 90 Hyperfuse Independence Day Red. I know you picked that one up. I didn't buy it, but I definitely must own if you could get it for a decent price.
Salty.
And number 6, what you guys were just talking about, what you were hating on, Air Max 95 OG, the first colorway, neon.
Yes, sir.
You guys like those?
I owned it when it first came out.
Do you have any now?
Uh-uh.
I wasn't buying stuff
when you were...
It's like BWs. You put them on, and you look, I'm like... the jeans fit funny on
I was them. Mad. I'm mad that the day we were there, when you bought those, I didn't buy the one... Air Max 1 OG, red and white. Yeah, so I'm mad I didn't buy those. Yeah. I just wasn't spending money that day or something, or that week or whatever it was. I was upset because we were at Nike when you got those.
Yeah, I wasn't. We weren't even there to buy those. We were there to buy something else, and they just had them. I was like, I'll try them on. Yeah, I'm not a fan of those. Anybody want them for $75, hit me up. What else you got?
That was number six.
That was it? Recap.
Yeah, I mean, that was five.
Oh, that's right.
Number 10, Air Max 90 Hyperfuse Volt from the Highlighter Pack, 2011, I think. Air Max 1 Atmos Elephant, I think that was 2007. Air Max 1 Parda times Pata Cherrywood, 2010, 11, 9, something like that.
9.
Somewhat recently. Air Max 90, that was 8.
Number 7.
Number 7, Air Max 90 Hyperfuse Independence Day Red, 2012, 13? 13?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys don't remember. And Air Max 95, originally called Total Air Max Neon, came out in 1995.
95? Wow. Wait, which ones?
Man, we talked about that shoe three times now.
The Neon 95, the first colorway of the 95, okay. Originally was called Total Air Max.
It was?
Yeah, because it had the full zoom. The full, not zoom, full.
You ain't even drinking Yakka.
I'm learning. Remember I did have some Yakka.
Man.
Anyways, bottom five.
All right, bottom five. Number 10, the Nike Tailwind TN Plus Blue Silver White. I bet neither one of you know what that looks like.
I mean, I have Tailwind 2 OGs and Tailwind 3 OGs, original Nike boxes at the house.
I think the Tailwind TN Plus was 2000. I think it was 2000.
I didn't know what it looks like. It's the one that had like the Tune Air, the yellow.
Yep.
And there was a maroonish color that was like kind of gold iridescent a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. I know those. I had those.
So
my brother had those too.
Number 9, obviously on my list, the Air Max 98 Supreme Snakeskin.
I'm not gonna say anything.
No, I know you're not.
It might be on mine. Might be on mine.
Number 8.
It's not on your list.
The Nike Air Max 1 Skull Pack, green, gray, and black. Came out in 2007.
Skull Pack? What does that look like?
It's the one that I cleaned up, that I rejuvenated a couple weeks ago, sent you the picture of, and you wanted to buy.
Oh, the gray ones?
Yeah.
That's what that was, a skull pack?
Yeah.
That was tight.
Number 7. Super classic shoe, the Nike Air Max 180 in the OG Sail and Ultramarine colorway. That like pink and blue and white.
Wait, say that again?
The Nike Air Max 180 OG Sail Ultramarine. It's that, the Nike 180. It's like the iconic one, the white.
That's what it was on my list.
Yeah, it was on
Okay.
Ultramarine, yeah, it was on my, that's what I thought you said. I was like, Sail, what color? Sail must be the pink color then.
Yeah. And number 6. Also on George's list, the Air Max Hyperfuse 90 Quick Strike USA Red. That's my bottom five.
Recap.
All right, quick recap. Number 10, the Nike Tailwind TN Plus in the blue, silver, white. The Air Max 98 Supreme Snakeskin. Number 8, the Skull Pack Air Max 1 in green and gray. Number 7, the Air Max 180 OG Sail Ultramarine. And number 6, the Air Max Hyperfuse Quick Strike USA Red.
What was the Skull Pack? What did that include?
So the Skull Pack was a pair. It was two pairs of Air Max 1s. It was the green, gray, and black that I have. Then there was a blue, orange, gray, and black pair. And then they did those Air Max 1 or Air Max 90 360s with the 360 bottom when they were doing all those 360 Fusion shoes back in like 06, really? 07.
Oh, I hated those.
And they did two colors of that.
Oh.
So it was just a pack of four shoes that came out. Like,
I don't remember it.
It's got like it's got a skull and crossbones on the back of it. And then the Air Max 90 has like a cool leather insert that has skull and crossbones like all in leather inserts. They're kind of dope.
Okay, I don't remember those. Bottom 5, number 10, Air Max, what is that, 98 Supreme Snakeskin.
Oh, man.
Those are fire. They're fire.
Sell out.
Did you buy them?
No, I didn't even try.
No, I don't mean originally. I meant like since then you bought them.
They're the ones that are still pretty pricey. All the other ones are.
$300.
Huh?
Yeah, 300.
Yeah, I'm not paying that. No, the reds and blues and blacks, I don't like the blacks, but the reds and blues, I'd pay. They're almost retail. Some are below retail.
Some are below. I bought all of them for below retail. Let me tell you something about the black pair. It's actually, in person, I own all four now. Black is my second favorite.
Those blacks look like skillets.
Right. They're better in person. You had already said that simple like 2-3 weeks ago.
Number 9.
Cavaliers Bucks emerging as trade partner for Dunleavy from the Bulls, which if the Cavs get him, they'll be in the finals.
If he stays healthy. Number 9, Air Max 96 OG Blue and Green. I don't know if you guys remember the 96. It's being retro this year. It had like the, I don't know, for lack of better description, like little shark teeth looking waves. The,
I don't remember.
Air Max 96. The OG color blue and green. Number 8, the Air Max 1 Paris with the patches. Those came out, what, last year? The patch packs.
The navy, like the navy and white one.
Those ones are tight. Number 7, Air Max 97. I think it's Kashima Antlers. And a guy reminded me that this morning on Twitter. He was he watched our video on our our collaborations. And he sent me his list of collaborations on Twitter. And he had those on there. I had two pair of those. One of the greatest Air Maxes of all time. Obviously, it's on my list.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to him. I can't even think of his name. I wish I had pulled up right now, give him a little shout out. But those Air Max 97 Kashima Antlers are fire. All right, they had the snake skin around them. Elephant print all the way around them. They were teal air bubble, black fire,
freshwater air bubble.
Freshwater. Number 6, Air Max 2015 reflectives. Fire. All right, and I've could have bought them a few times at good prices, and I'm still planning on buying them. But those are dope. Like, I don't know about any other colorway in the Air Max 2015s, but that one. Fire.
All
right.
You're talking about the all silver one with like all silver, silver out, with air the bubble?
Silver air bubble. Yeah. Everything is those silver, reflective. Love them. Recap, Air Max 98 Supreme, Snakeskin, number 9, Air Max 96 OG Blue Green, number 8, Air Max 1 Paris Patch, number 7, Air Max 97, I think it's pronounced Kashima Antlers, number 6, Air Max 2015 Reflective. Fire. Flames.
Flamazoids.
Number 5, George.
Number 5. All right, so I did a little research just trying to figure out the exact color name of some of these. So for some of them, I found two different colorways, so it could be one or the other. All right, number 5. Originally, you may not remember, the Air Max 90 was called the Air Max 3 when it first came out.
Definitely don't remember that.
Air Max 3, a.k.a. 90, laser blue, which is that first OG blue colorway.
Those ones you owe me?
I mean, that's like the, you know, net, what's that, mesh, hyper mesh? What was that called? That's like the...
engineer mesh.
Engineer mesh, yes. That was that one. Not, I'm talking about the original color. But number 5, and no, I do not owe you that, but your boy...
you and Joey owe me a pair.
Your boy, since you said his name, I can say it now. Your boy Joey.
Joey.
You could talk to him.
Arteague. George Martin owe me a pair of engineer mesh George air Martin,
you know. Oh, that reminds me. Don't let me forget. Your new cleats, which you actually purchased.
Woo! Another pickup.
Are in the trunk of my car.
All about them.
What cleats are those?
Mike Trout. I got home runs to hit this year.
You got Trout.
Those the joints that I picked up from a sports authority last week.
Oh, you forgot to give them to him?
Mm-hmm. I'm about to go home and break them in. I'm about to go run. I'm gonna run through the green belt. Go.
Make sure to videotape it.
Did you move to North Carolina recently? Or?
I got a green belt.
Make sure to videotape it and get some crepe wipes on I'm there about afterwards. To run.
All right.
Hey, we're having a rejuvenator.
Mike Trout.
Rejuvenator wipes.
Did you make the mistake of buying metal cleats again?
Those are for sale too if anybody needs them. $25. Go ahead.
All right. Number 4. Air Max 1 Varsity Blue. The first Air Max 1 blue colorway. Also found it called Sport Blue. So it could be one or the other, but I think it's Varsity Blue.
OG Blue, Sport Blue.
Yeah, OG. We'll call it OG Blue, but not
great shoe and great movie.
But not the Varsity Blues. Yes. Homeboy the center just died or whatever.
What?
Whatever he was. That Tex, Big Tex,
what?
Billy Bob or whatever.
Last I saw him, he lost a bunch of weight. You
yeah, he lost like about 7,000 pounds, but he still died recently.
That's why he died. He lost too much weight.
That might be it. Number 3. The top 5 is on this is kind of boring, just so you know, but it's because these are all iconic. Number 4, I already did. Number 3, Air Max 1 Varsity Red, also found University Red, but basically the OG Air Max 1 colorway.
Oh,
so the blue and the red. Red and white. White and red. What do you want to call it? White and red, white and blue. 3 and 4. Number 2. You should be able to figure this one out. Air Max 3, also known as Air Max 90. Infrared, the original colorway. And you already know what number one is.
Wait. Original, okay, what's number one?
So just like the original one with like the leather and suede and mesh or whatever. I love that one. Owned it a million times.
You don't like those.
Not that anymore.
Yes, I do. I owned it probably three times growing up. Like three different model years. Yeah, but you haven't
owned it within like the last like 15 years probably.
I mean, I still have one right now. I don't wear it.
Yeah, I've seen them in your hallway. All right. They were beat.
Right. Yes, they were because they got a lot of wears. And number one is blatantly obvious. Drum roll. Air Max 90 Hyperfuse Infrared. Greatest Air Max shoe of all time. And it ain't even close.
Why is it blatant? You said blatantly obvious.
It is blatantly obvious to you, not to our listeners, but you're to right. You.
Simple. Five up.
Five up. Number five, Air Max Premium Quickstrike Pada, the green and gray ones, which were also on my top 10 collab list. Number four.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't.
The green and gray Padas were on my top 10 collabs list.
It's like white and green and gray.
Or the white, green, and gray Padas were on my top 10 list for collabs.
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. There was not three. One. Yes, was. Not for yours.
I listened to it as well. It was on there.
I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying if you were thinking the shoe was like all green or something.
You had Cause Air Max.
Hey, chill out.
Okay, go.
Number four. The Air Max 90 Atmos Duck Camos.
You had that on the list, too.
No, I had that on the list.
Oh, someone did.
Nobody else did.
Number right. three.
I did.
Whatever.
Number three, the Air Max Cause 90s, the white pair. Number two.
What else?
Boy. Number two.
Your list is just your collaboration list.
Number two. Number two, one of the greatest shoes of all time, the OG Air Max 90, or as I learned today, the Air Max 3 Infrared. And the number one greatest Air Max of all time is a split.
Oh.
The Air Max 1 OG Blue and the Air Max 1 OG Red. That is like, if I could get both of those,
I'm fine
Air
with
Max
it.
Air Max 1s I could wear, you can wear it all the time.
I should have split them and put another shoe in there, but they're all in my top five, so
see,
I'm fine with it.
See, I don't split stuff because I'm a real one.
Okay,
you split stuff all the time.
When have you ever heard me split something?
Black Infrared 6, white Infrared 6.
All the time.
You did that. What are you talking about?
You started off split.
No, I didn't do that. You did that.
Go back and listen.
We're going to go back.
You had your whites and you took my black and you said split.
Hey, pause.
These are facts.
Pause. That's racist, number one.
All right, I've never split one.
You split.
I've never split
you
one.
You split.
No.
You started the split. That's why I knew it was okay.
No, I didn't. You've done all splits before. You've done like three splits in one list one time.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, we're going to have to go back and check the tape. My bottom. Pause. Five. Air Max 90 Hyperfuse Japan Camo. Those ones are fire. Anything Hyperfuse, fire. Camo, fire. Number four, Air Max Hyperfuse OG Blue.
Wait. What? Say it again.
Air Max
1?
Yeah, Air Max 1 Hyperfuse.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you looked at me like I was crazy when I had that on my list.
You said OG, though.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you have Hyperfuse?
Just like the... Yeah,
no, Air Max, I didn't.
It wasn't my... That's the one...
No, I couldn't remember when you said that we were going to buy them. You said you'd see them at the outlet.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't remember.
The outlet. I think it was your size or size 10, maybe.
It was something.
You didn't want it.
Number three, Air Max 90 Independence Reds.
Yep.
Those could possibly be in the top 10 most iconic sneakers.
Yeah, maybe.
I agree
with that.
I think all red Air Max 90 Hyperfuse changed the game as far as sneakers. You can say it started with the Yeezy 2 in the monochrome in the red. You could say it started there, but it could have ended right there with a Yeezy. And they put it on that Air Max 90 Hyperfuse, and then Kanye wore it, took off. I don't know what model shoe doesn't have an all red right now. Even Vans have an all red. Everything has an all red everything.
Yeah.
Number two, Air Max.
Yeah, Kanye should definitely get credit in one way or another for putting all red on a shoe and making it sell. I mean, there's no
doubt
about that.
He's definitely the godfather of that. Number two, Air Max 97 OG Silver, the one that I said that was like one of my Olympics, the OG.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think Air Max 97 is probably my favorite Air Max out of all of them.
That was originally an Olympic shoe?
It was when Dan O'Brien was in the Olympics back when I was, God, I think a sophomore in high school, freshman.
I mean, the Olympics was in 96, so.
Whatever it was. I don't know. What did he do, like the triathlon? He did like everything, I think.
Yeah, decathlon.
Decathlon. And my number one, same as George, the greatest Air Max of all time. Air Max 90 infrared Hyperfuse version.
Boing, 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 boing.
Anything
boing,
Hyperfuse boing. Is the best. It's easy to clean. They never become beaters. Like, it's almost impossible to turn a Hyperfuse into a beater. All
right. You said that you put Hyperfuse in the wash that came out like beef jerky.
No, I said I put some Timberlands in the wash and it came out like beef jerky.
Why do you own Timberlands?
They were my boat shoes. Oh, all right. But I threw up on them. Anyway, that's a story for another day. Anything else?
I think that's it. We'll
check with
the...
He did his top 10? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It is.
We'll check with the court reporter on who started his splits, and we'll bring that information to you next week.
No, you can check to see. I've never had a split.
And we'll get that information right for you. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the follows. Give us that thumbs up. Anything else?
That's it.
That's a sneak this.
Follow us or else.